our second phone call to talk a little bit about the USA Cross Country Championships in San Diego on Saturday. And we have with us on the line Shalane Flanagan and Colleen DeRoop. They're both two-time champions at the USA Cross Country Championships, Shalane in the short course, Colleen in the long course. And they did it both in the same years, 2004 and 2005. So real quick, I want to welcome them. Thank everybody for coming on the call. I want to throw a couple of questions out real quick to Shalane and Colleen to get things started. Shalane, I understand you've been training down in Mexico and just wanted to see how things went down there and how you feel coming into the race on Saturday.
We just came out of Mexico, out of altitude yesterday, my husband and I, and we've been really fortunate to be training under kind of the tutelage of Coach Cook and Herman Silva. We've been down in San Luis Potosí, Mexico, and this is really my first stint at altitude training, so been good and had, you know, the company of my teammates, Aaron and Shannon, and, just trying to lay a good foundation for the year and try to focus on some of the longer distances this year. And, I've always felt like cross-country is a good foundation for the track season. And, so things are good.
Good. Thank you. Colleen, it's been just over 6 months since you had a baby, and I know you've raced a couple of times, and most recently at the USA Half Marathon Championships in Houston about a month ago, and just wanted to see how the last month has gone and how you feel coming into another cross-country championship.
I'm always excited to race cross-country, as it's my favorite event. Every week I feel stronger and feel fitter, so just going to have to see, you know, how it plays out. And I heard from Nicole Ash, she went down there and she checked the course out and she said it's very flat and fast. So I don't think I quite have the speed yet for that, but I'm still working on the strength, so I'll just have to play it by ear.
Good. All right. Thank you. And we'll have some questions for the media, and we'll start with Peter Gamichini.
Shalane, obviously you're taking a different approach to the early part of the year than last year when you were, you know, doing indoor track and setting American records. Do you want to talk a little bit about why you've made that decision? Does it just have something to do with the, you know, the length of the season and the fact that, you know, August is pretty far away?
Yeah, I think in terms of last year, having not raced for a full year prior, coming off my injury, I kind of needed some instant gratification in terms of racing and just kind of know that my changing of coaches was the right decision and to kind of just get back out there and compete. But I'm a lot more confident in myself and in everything that I'm doing this year. So we're taking a big picture approach, and that really is just really honing in and focusing on two meets, and that's the trials and obviously hopefully the Olympics. So with that in mind, we just felt like building a big big volume, big base would really help prolong my season and really help with just peaking for two specific races.
Do you think that by the time you got to Osaka, maybe did you still feel you were at a peak or maybe a little bit past it?
Not necessarily past the peak, but I guess my training was geared towards I didn't have maybe the strength that I had hoped towards the end. I still had a decent amount of speed in me, but, just after a while, there's only so many races you have within a season, I believe, and, I was just kind of running out of races, and it had been a long year, just emotionally and physically, and a great year, but, I just feel like to be at my best for the Olympics, kind of got to take a little bit more of a long-term approach here.
Okay, I'll just ask you to spell the name of the place in Mexico, and then I'll let the next person.
Mm-hmm.
Can you spell?
It is San Luis Potosí, so it's S-A-N.
Yeah.
Then the other word is L-U-I-S.
Right.
And then Potosí is P-O-T-O-S-I.
Okay. Thanks.
All right.
Yep.
John Meyer.
Hi, Shalane. How did you pick that place, and what is the altitude there? And how familiar are you with altitude?
Oh, I'm not very familiar with altitude training at all,
That's what I thought.
I mean, I was born in Boulder, but only lived there till I was about, like, 6 years old, so
right.
I wouldn't really call that formal training. So I guess we just looked at, in terms of my event, most women probably do a stint of altitude training. So basically we felt like it would be beneficial to try it out this year and see if it agreed with all of us, with Aaron and Shannon and myself. And basically my husband just did some research, and we noticed that Herman Silva, the great marathoner, lived down there, and him, and found out that it was actually a great training venue, and it's about 6,500 feet, so it's not too radical in terms of altitude training. But I think the biggest benefit is just having the help of Herman and his wife, and then the weather is pretty much ideal. It's sunny and warm every day, about like 70 to 75, and you know, to get up at that kind of altitude in the U.S., it's usually pretty cold and a ski resort type climate. So to have the warm weather with the altitude was really the biggest calling, and then obviously having Herman there.
How did you? How did altitude training agree with you? Did you like it? Or?
Yeah, I think I would say I'm definitely a VO2 hog. I think that having that other element added to my training, hopefully I'll see some big benefits, you know, hopefully Saturday and then hopefully long-term. After this race, we'll be staying in San Diego for about 10 days just to kind of, you know, get out of altitude for a little bit. But my group plans on going back for another two-week stint before we're done with altitude, and we're considering maybe going back in May as well.
And who all is in your group?
Aaron Donahue and Shannon Robery.
Okay. Don Norcross.
Shalene, could you talk about what it was like growing up in a household where your mom is the world record holder in the marathon?
Well, I guess what's interesting is I never really knew that, maybe till a couple years ago.
Really?
So my parents downplayed most of their accomplishments until, you know, I started running, and then they would kind of sneak in and say, oh, by the way, yeah, I used to kind of run, and I was kind of good, and my parents are very modest, and, you know, once in a while they'd pull out some photos or a trophy here and there and show me, my sister and I, but, you know, growing up, I just thought running was just, you know, what every family did, you know, just staying active and healthy, but not until, you know, maybe high school did I become aware of the fact that I actually had very talented parents.
Okay. Tom Coate, do you have any questions?
You know, what do you think about Colleen has already commented on the course itself. How does this set up for you, the Saturday's course? So.
I've kind of run down by the area. I wasn't exactly sure where it was, but it's so far it just looks like it's extremely flat and fast. So I think that'll probably leave a tighter pack for a longer amount of time, is what I'm thinking. But, you know, I've been up at altitude running in the mountains, and I certainly have not been working on my speed skills, but you know, we, as part of our program, we're always doing a little bit of speed here and there, so hopefully it'll go well, but it should be pretty fast, I'm assuming.
Do you see yourself going out fast in this race, or because of where you are in your training, or not doing that?
No, I think I'll just, you know, run a solid race, just see how I feel on the day, and go with my instinct, but, you know, I don't see myself pulling away too soon. I'd like to just work on really just finishing strong.
Thank you.
Okay. Weldon, any questions for Colleen or Shalane?
I guess I got a question for both, but I'll start with Shalane first. I guess how'd you get in touch with Herman Silva, and you know how much is he advising you? And the question for Colleen just is how long do you think you can keep doing this?
Should I go first?
Yeah, go ahead first.
My husband really just found information on the internet about Hermann, and you know, we were just looking for different venues for training and altitude, and so I really credit him with helping us, our group, find him and the place in Mexico.
I guess Colleen.
And with regards to me, I'm just I just take it race by race, and I just do what I can do, and there's nothing like special training or going places or anything. I just hang out at home and train and do what I can, and as long as I'm enjoying it and I can still be a little bit competitive, I think I'll keep on doing it.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions?
Yeah, this is Don Norcross. Colleen, who do you see, you know, given the performance that Shalane had last season, do you see her as a favorite for Saturday?
Yeah, definitely I see her as a favorite. And I must admit, you know, I'm really not really in the running scene anymore. I don't know who's doing what and how everyone's training and racing. So I really have no idea what everyone's doing. So, but she sounds fit and strong. So, and I know she's got a lot of speed, and she did an impressive performance last year. And, yeah, so maybe I'll go on the website and look who's entered.
Yeah, Colleen, it's Peter Gambaccini. We just talked about 2 or 3 weeks ago, but you were mentioning at that time that you're feeling, you know, you hadn't been back that long, and you were feeling stronger every week, and you've actually had a couple of pretty good performances. Is that continuing to happen? I mean, I think I talked to you after Houston, but before you won the best cross country race on the planet. So I mean, is it really getting to the point? Is it still at the point where you're feeling better and better each week?
Yes, every week I'm still keeping my miles up because, you know, I'm planning for the marathon in April. So I'm not really bringing my miles down that much for this week, as the marathon is the ultimate goal. So, but every week I do feel stronger. And last year at the cross-country race in Boulder, there were a lot of good names here. So this year it was a little bit a weaker field than usual.
Yeah. Shalane, have you looked at the roster and besides Colleen here, who are the names that sort of stick out to you as people you have to worry
yeah.
about?
Yeah, I pulled it up today, and like Colleen said, it's maybe not as you know, deep as the field in Boulder last year, but I still see a few names that pop out that should do really well. It's just all contingent upon you know, how everyone's training is going, and I think everyone's goal is really to do well in late June or July. So, you know, this race is, I think, just, you know, almost like a training run for most people. But, you know, there's just a slew of women. I mean, Sarah Slattery, Lisa Galvez, and Lauren Fleshman, and obviously Colleen. And there's just a whole bunch of women that could do really well. It just depends, you know, where they are in their training and how things are going. But I'm assuming most people are, you know, trying to focus on the big picture, and that is, you know, June and July.
And you were talking about doing longer things and maybe even longer races. Isn't it? Once the track season starts, it's not likely we would see you in 1500s. Would you just be trying to get maybe, you know, a couple of quality 5000s or 3000s in before the next trials?
As of right now, I'm doing some over-distance training and racing, so I am planning on running in New York City the 8K road racing championships,
mm-hmm.
and then I'd like to run an aggressive 10K, hopefully maybe in May, and see how that goes. And then I probably won't run a 5K until the trials. I don't really, I guess I don't feel the need really to run a 5K. Just do some over distance stuff, and then maybe switch down to the 15, right? Maybe before the trials, but. Because I would have to hopefully run 2 5Ks at the trials, I don't really see or feel the need to run one prior.
Have you run a 10,000 on the track before?
No, I haven't. No.
Shalane, this is Don Norcross one more time. When did you have